Isaiah chapter 34. Come near, O nations, to hear. Listen, O peoples. Let the earth and everything in it hear, the world and all the things that come from it. For the Lord is angry against all nations and furious against all their armies. He will totally destroy them. He has delivered them up to slaughter. Their slain will be cast out, and the stench of their corpses will stink. The mountains will flow with their blood. All the host of heaven will be dissolved, and the heavens will be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts will fall, like a withered leaf from a vine, or like a shriveled fig from a fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in heaven. Look, it will come down on Edom, and on the people doomed to destruction. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is covered with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has made a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild oxen will fall with them, and the young bulls with the mighty bulls. Their land will be soaked with blood, and their soil made fertile with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of payback for the cause of Zion. The streams of Edom will be turned into pitch, and its dust into sulfur, and its land will become burning pitch. It will not be extinguished day or night. Its smoke will go up forever. From generation to generation it will lie waste. No one will pass through it forever and ever. But the desert owl and the screech owl will possess it. The owl and the raven will live there. He will stretch over it the measuring line of chaos and the plumb line of emptiness. Her nobles will have nothing to call a kingdom. All its princes will be gone. Thorns will come up in its palaces, nettles and thistles in its fortresses. It will become a home of jackals and a haunt of owls. The wild beasts of the desert will meet with the hyenas, and the wild goats will bleat to one another. Yes, the night creatures will settle there and find there a place of rest. There the owl will make her nest and lay eggs, hatch and protect them. Yes, there the buzzards will be gathered, each one with her mate. Seek out and read the scroll of the Lord. Not one of these animals will be missing. Not one will lack a mate. For the mouth of the Lord has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast a lot for them, and his hand has split up to them with a measuring line. They will possess it forever. From generation to generation they will settle there. Isaiah chapter 34.